You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. You know, I am ashamed of myself. I have been aware of this organization that we're going to be talking about today for many years now, and somehow I didn't realize we hadn't featured them on this show, and I wish we had had them on sooner. They do such important work in this community. I'm so looking forward to getting into it. Over 8,000 food rescues last year. I mean, we're going to get into what that really means in a minute, but
really
it's impressive.
Phenomenal. Well, you know, you're sitting there and you're having dinner at a restaurant, and you see the amount of food that goes back to the kitchen uneaten, but that's obviously not what they're rescuing. They're rescuing, you know, the food that we never see come out of the kitchen. But it's just phenomenal. You know, there's just such a need for people who are hungry to eat. And then keeping and diverting this food from going into a landfill is just a great mission.
It's impressive work. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Joe Labriola. He is the Executive Director of Second Helpings Atlanta. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is ours, Joe. I assure you, I appreciate you making time. I know you're doing important work out there. So grateful that you're swinging by and joining us. Before we get into the important work of Second Helpings Atlanta, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
I spent over 35 years in the corporate world. I worked for IBM for 30 of that before I retired. Was recruited for a senior vice president position here at a technology company about 6 years ago. And what I found pretty quickly was the job just wasn't feeding my soul. And it was time for a change. And it was time for career 2.0. And I had already been volunteering with Second Helpings Atlanta, really enjoyed the experience and supporting their mission. And when I decided I wanted to take all of the skills I acquired in the private sector and apply it in nonprofit, decided maybe career 2.0 is a nonprofit position. 10 days later, there was a job posting that Second Helpings was going to expand operations, hire its first ever executive director. 3 months later, I had the job.
Let's dive in. Tell us more about Second Helpings Atlanta.
Second Helpings Atlanta is a food rescue nonprofit organization. We really focus on two key issues, reducing hunger and food waste in the metro Atlanta area. Just a couple of numbers to talk about those issues. 1 in 6 people in this state live in a food insecure environment. A food insecure family of 4 skips about 100 meals every month just simply because they can't afford the food. When they purchase food, they purchase highly processed food because you can get a lot of it and it's inexpensive. But there are all sorts of really nasty health implications down the road. From a food waste perspective, about 40% of the food that's produced in this country every year is never consumed.
40%.
Wow.
Put a dollar figure on that, it's about $165 billion.
Billion.
So if food waste was a corporation on the Fortune 500 list, it would rank right after General Motors and push AT&T into the 10th position. So these are critical issues that are affecting us right here in the metro Atlanta area. And our job is to help address that and reduce those levels of hunger and food waste.
Goodness, I don't even know where to go now with those two statistics. Because obviously, what you immediately think about is, all right, well, you solve one, you solve the other, right? Because if you can eliminate that waste and put it in the hands of people who need it, boom, you solve the issue, or potentially anyway. So fascinating stuff to think about. Looking back at 2018, quite a year for you all. So walk us through why 2018 was so successful. And you also mentioned a significant rebranding process with Second Helpings.
Absolutely. You know, I think 4 or 5 years ago, we were one of the best kept secrets in town. Nobody knew who we were and what we did.
Right.
We've had a full court press over the past 18 months or so to significantly raise levels of awareness and appreciation for what we do. And that's helped us attract new food donors, new partner agencies, new volunteers, and new financial donors who are helping fuel that expansion. We have done a lot of work on expanding the number of food donors that we're getting food from. We typically get food from grocery stores, big box retailers, corporate kitchens, and most recently, over the past 18 months or so, large event venues. And we focus on two types of food. perishable foods, so dairy, deli, bakery, and produce, and then prepared foods. Mm-hmm. It's important that we're rescuing food from our 80 food donors and providing healthy alternative food options to the 50 partner agencies that are in our network. And what we're able to do is supplement their feeding programs and really improve the quality of the food that they're delivering to their clients.
So a food donor, so how does that process actually work? Joe doesn't handle this food. I mean, this is dealt with these partners of yours who are set up to deal with the, with this food and do the proper storage of it and presentation of it and all of that. But to become a donor, to be enlisted in that process, walk us through that in a little more detail.
So both from a food donor and a partner agency perspective, you know, it starts with people visiting us on our website, filling out a simple form with some basic information that's followed up by somebody on my operations team, which will really understand the types of food, the volume of food, how it's packaged, how frequently they'd like it picked up. And then if that's a good match for our program, we will then marry them with a receiving partner agency. We'll work all the logistics and then recruit the volunteers who are so essential to getting food from those who have it to those who need it.
Oh, that's very interesting. So you're really trying to directly take the food from those who have and have it delivered to those who need versus it doesn't come through some big warehouse where you resort it and whatever.
You're absolutely right, especially when you're talking about perishable foods. If you put a weigh station between the supply and the demand, what you end up getting is spoilage. Mm-hmm. And so the food is staged in the back of our volunteers' vehicles. We have something that we've developed called our 90-minute model, where we connect our drivers with routes that get them from home, place of work, place of worship, or where they go to school. They use their own vehicles. They drive, pick up the food, immediately transport, deliver it, and get back to their starting point in 90 minutes or less. It allows us to provide them with a high-impact volunteer experience with a relatively low impact in their busy schedules.
That is very cool. Sounds like you all have kind of got it all figured out. It's almost like Uber Eats. It goes from one place to the other.
Well, but think about it. I mean, if you do take it to a warehouse as a middle point, that almost defeats the purpose, mm-hmm. right? I mean, and then that just adds, we're trying to reduce complexity with this process of getting good food into people who need it. And the more steps there, the more complicated and bureaucratic that becomes.
And expensive. Uh-huh. Not having a facility like that helps us run a very lean organization.
All right, Joe, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hi there, I'm Ty Pennington. I've been in construction for a long time, and I can promise you this. You can trust a Jackson EMC Right Choice home to be designed and built to the highest standards. The thorough inspection process has quality control built right in, which means savings and comfort for you. It's all part of Jackson EMC's promise. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
All right, and we're back with Joe Labriola with Second Helpings Atlanta.
Joe, we were talking off air about all of your new food donors and how successful you were last year in bringing 22 new donors on. And to me, it's just an impressive list of who's who in Atlanta. You've got Delta Airlines, Georgia Power, Comcast, SunTrust Park, you know, Turner Broadcasting, NCR headquarters, all sorts of places. And I know you're looking for more. So what are you looking for and how would corporations get involved?
So there's really two ways that we like to work with corporations. One is if they have a sufficient volume of surplus food coming out of their employer executive dining halls, we're happy to pick that food up and push it out into our network. Interesting, folks like Georgia Power and Delta Airlines, they have green initiatives and employee engagement programs. Their employees are actually rescuing that food on our behalf.
Wow.
So the other way that we work with companies is through our employee engagement program. And it's a way to get their employees involved in supporting our food rescue mission. It could be through adopting routes. Mm-hmm. It could be through them doing skills-based volunteer types of activities. We are a small nonprofit that's going to be a big nonprofit one day. So finance, marketing, and technology are all important skills that we need to recruit. And then lastly, many of these companies are starting to do community service projects with us where their employees on their own campuses will pack snack packs or sack lunches that the employees then deliver to our partner agencies. And these mobile meals are in high demand by partner agencies that have after-school children's programs or shelters, because it's a mobile meal that they can hand to their clients when they're on their way out the door in the morning.
Now, you also mentioned large-scale event venues. So I'm intrigued to hear more about that. I'm trying to figure out how this works, Mayor. Are you getting all the unused hot dogs from a ball game?
So, you know, it started back in August of 2017. That's when we did our first pickup from the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And we are getting food out of their 200 luxury suites plus their clubs. So not only is this restaurant quality food in large volumes, but oftentimes the mix, 30 to 40% of it will be proteins. And since that point, and these are really highly complex food rescues. They don't look like our 90-minute model. But since that time, we are now rescuing food from the newly reopened State Farm Arena, SunTrust Park, Georgia Tech Football Stadium, and the Verizon Amphitheater. And what we have now is year-round large event venue food that has really become a very predictable source of highly nutritious food to a number of partner agencies, both on the west side of town and in downtown and midtown. And we believe that that's going to yield between 70 and 80,000 pounds of untapped food in the past that would have ended up in a large green dumpster. Wow. But what we find from all of these large event venues, the level of enthusiasm from the staff working with our team is off the charts. They're so pleased that this food is now feeding people in the neighborhoods that those arenas exist.
Not going to waste.
That's amazing. So what happens when you have something like, say the Super Bowl?
Funny you should mention that. We've been working for a number of months with the NFL sustainability team. And we were one of three organizations in the metro area that were selected by the NFL to do food rescue. So we ultimately rescued from 10 corporate events, either leading up to and including the Super Bowl itself. And we rescued just over 17,000 pounds of food.
Good grief.
And that is the equivalent of over 14,000 healthy, nutritious meals that got pushed out into ultimately 21 partner agencies.
Wow.
It's crazy. So, and all this food is already prepared, ready to serve. You just need to get it from point A to point B?
So there's two types. There's the prepared foods that we get in bulk, and then through grocery stores and big box retailers, produce, dairy, deli, and bakery.
Okay.
And we match those specific food types against the specific needs of each of the partner agencies in our growing network.
So Joe doesn't deliver all this food. I imagine you have quite an army of folks, I imagine volunteer-driven, to help you deliver all this. How does that all that work? And I imagine you need more volunteers.
That's absolutely correct, Todd. We would not be able to do any of what we do without the growing community of volunteers that we have. We currently have over 450 people who are out on the road with us 364 days of the year. They are the lifeblood of the organization. And as you can imagine, we are always looking for new volunteers. We have a number of routes that are open that we would love to have filled with volunteers. And the thing that I'll put on the table is a money-back guarantee. The day of your food rescue will be the best day of your week. Just money-back guarantee, because at the end of the day, it's easy to do the math to figure out if that 90-minute investment time, you ended up feeding dozens, hundreds, in some cases, even thousands of people by making that investment. Last year, our volunteers rescued over 1.64 million pounds of food.
Wow.
And we know every ounce of that food would have ended up in a big green dumpster hauled off to a landfill. That's the equivalent of about 1.37 million healthy, nutritious meals. And to kind of put that number into context, if you put 1.37 million recipients of those meals on Interstate 285, had them join hands and stretch out, they would circle Atlanta 24 times.
Holy cow.
So Second Helpings Atlanta is all about the collective power of small acts of kindness to transform lives. And every one of those 1.37 million people who received a meal from us last year, every one of those is a story.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is giving people a hand up and helping them get past some basic needs. I mean, how many children have been labeled a discipline problem in school? Maybe it's because they haven't had something to eat in 2 days.
Right.
So this is all about just using the power of volunteers, and we're really delivering kindness and joy to our partner agencies.
And a hungry child isn't learning very well either.
Correct.
Nope. Mm. Your staff, you mentioned your staff grew by 3 full-time people last year. How does that help you to expand who you serve?
You know, we're now, there's 6 of us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is really wonderful. And we've fully transitioned from a volunteer-led organization to a volunteer-driven organization. And now we have staff members that are dedicated to keep the lights on responsibilities. And it allows us to spend more time out recruiting new volunteers, new food donors, new partner agencies, new financial supporters. And we like to think of ourselves as a relationship organization. Even though we do a lot of transactions, we've been able to expand our network because we value the partnerships we have with each of our food donors, each of our partner agencies, and with each of our volunteers.
Is there a way to, or I guess let me ask it this way, I imagine you need financial assistance too from the community. How can an individual or maybe even a corporation get involved and help support that?
So that's another great question. Mm-hmm. We can always use additional financial support. We are limited by the impact that we can make in the organization based on the size of our staff, size of our budget. It's very easy to go onto our website, secondhelpingsatlanta.org, hit the donate button, and you can do this online. The other thing is, if there are companies in the metro area that have got active, thriving employee engagement programs, we would love to have the conversation with you to see if you might, in fact, be a great match for our programs to get your employees out in the community making a difference every single day.
All right. So I'm just processing all of this, Joe. I mean, it's just amazing, the story. And I can't even necessarily articulate where I'm trying to go with this. But I mean, we're reducing food waste. We're putting food into the hungry. But it almost feels like there's another financial impact here that's somehow I can't get my head around how that's also positively affecting community. Can you help me kind of figure out where I'm trying to go with this? Because I feel like there's an additional, I don't want to say economic impact, but maybe it is.
And there clearly is. One of the beautiful things about our food rescue model is all of the food that we pick up and deliver is delivered free of charge. So there's this beautiful multiplier effect because the partner agencies in our network that receive this food, the money they were going to spend on food can now be diverted to providing more core services to more of their clients without necessarily having to raise more money. And so, for example, last year, that 1.64 million pounds of food we rescued is valued at over $2.8 million.
Wow.
That's $2.8 million that didn't need to be raised because it was already in their budgets. And so we believe, besides just reducing hunger and food waste, we're allowing our partner agencies or enabling them to have a bigger impact in the clientele that they serve.
He said it a bit better than I was trying to say it.
Very eloquent.
That's very, very impressive. Good stuff. Well, Joe, sadly, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, one last time, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you? Where do they learn more about Second Helping Atlanta, particularly volunteering and financially supporting you?
You can find out everything you need to know about Second Helpings Atlanta at secondhelpingsatlanta.org.
And new donors and venues can go to that same place and hook up with you.
Okay. Absolutely.
All right. Joe Labriola, the Executive Director of Second Helpings Atlanta. Joe, thanks for your important work and thanks for your time on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info at atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.